50 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, yesterday it looks like maybe some weak export sales had a bit of an impact on the grain market. What are we seeing so far today?
Yeah, we're mixed here this morning, kind of just a mixture of some of the concerns about whether the weather forecast is going to be too wet or whether it's going to be giving us some chance to get in the fields here. Just really not a lot of new news out here this morning. The wheat, again, is weaker. On the wheat right now in the July, we're down 1 3/4 at 420. It's really taken a hit here in the last couple of days and kind of brought back into play. We're down 25 cents for the week now on wheat. And, you know, we're kind of bringing back into play the possibility of wheat feeding out west, which is kind of negative to the corn market. On the soybean side of things, we have July beans up 1/4 cent at 9.57. The November is at 9.54 1/2. That's up 3/4. The corn is lower pretty much across the board. The July is down a penny at 3.63 1/4, and the December is down one at 3.81 1/2. The livestock is higher today. We're up about 50 cents or so on the live cattle, 75 on the feeders, and actually now the nearby hogs are down about 40 cents. The outside markets are all not a lot of activity there. The stocks are about unchanged. The interest rates, the bonds are higher, so rates are lower. The crude oil is down a little bit. Crude oil seems like it just can't seem to get going there. And the dollar is slightly higher, but really not much of a move at all in the U.S. dollar index. Not a lot of news, as I said. The Stats Canada numbers were out, and I think the big surprise there was that the acres were higher on wheat, corn, and canola. The canola acres were at a record number, the largest number of canola acres planted. Of course, that's an oil crop, and that'd be kind of probably, we'd think it'd be a little bit negative to the soybeans here. We've got some questions, some concerns about dryness in Australia with their wheat crop and dryness in Europe with their wheat crop. That sure doesn't seem like that's helped the wheat prices over here any. We've got some, as we usually do this time of the year, some talk about the workers at Argentina ports going on strike or having protests. They're trying to get a 40% increase in wages there, which is probably unlikely. Other than that, just not a lot of news out there. We keep going up against this resistance, and we try to hold above the support, and that's kind of where we're at, probably what we'll see most of the day today.
All right, Bill. Well, we appreciate the update. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing joining us on this Friday morning. 50 degrees right now at 8:59 here in Urbana. Quick glance at current conditions across the listening area. And temperatures right around that 50-degree mark in most locations. Decatur in at 49 degrees, 48 in Danville, 46 the cool spot in Pontiac, 51 right now in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, today partly sunny skies at a high of 60 degrees, wind out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight down to a low of 41 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a few light rain showers and a high of 55 degrees. Bit breezy tomorrow with a northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high of 70 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 50 degrees at 9 o'clock.